the shit is finally hitting the fan, the non-mag crew, and it's splattering everywhere. And we have the details next. The review is up, you guys. Tune in.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
My man is my man is your man, hurt is her man too.
Say what now, SZA?
My man is my man is your man, hurt is her man.
Huh? What happened?
Oh, it's a,
so
okay.
It's yours, then it's hers, but...
Oh. I just keep him satisfied. For the weekend.
Okay, that's what we do, the weekend. Okay.
So y'all share them.
Oh, that's what happened. All right, you just the weekend. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. You cool with that?
You just have him at the lake house.
Oh, at the lake house.
Was the lake house on Tuesday or was it?
For a little bit more and Cabo.
Oh no. What's up, everybody? You are tuned into the Black Ink Crew Chicago After Buzz Review. I am your girl, Carmelita Simone. You can find me on Instagram at King_Carmen_. And I'm here with my lovely co-host.
Yes, guys. What's up? I'm El Marie. You guys can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at El Marie TV.
Hey, guys. What's up? I'm Nakia Monet. And you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Yes, Kiki Boom Boom. Come through with the energy, y'all.
Yeah.
I got this little winter cold.
We had such a great weekend.
Listen, it was an eventful weekend for the AfterBuzz crew, wasn't it?
It was.
Listen, we got to hang out with Charmaine. We got to hang out with Kat. We got to hang out with Ryan.
Our favorite. We got to see a little bit. We went to the club a little bit, and we got to see Four and Dawn.
And Dom.
Yes, so we got to see pretty much kind of like the cast, the main cast members pretty much.
Yes. Shout out to Kat before we get into the drama. She had an amazing art show, Model Time.
Yes. Beautiful. Her work is so amazing.
We were there. We walked the red carpet together. I presented a jacket. It was a really cool
amazing.
Thing.
Amazing. It was so dope.
Thank you very much.
Proud of you, girl.
Humble and gratitude to Kat for allowing me to participate in her art show. But it was great to have you guys there. I wouldn't have wanted it any other way than for all of us to celebrate that night together. Mm-hmm. And then the next night, was it the next night? We
the
got to hang out with
night,
Ryan.
We hung out with Ryan.
We got some drinks. We get to know everybody on a personal level, and it's so hard to give a review. But y'all, if you tuned in, listen.
Don't be mad at us.
Don't be mad at us. We can't be biased. But this the life y'all chose, and we got to review it. So
we got to do it.
Without further ado, this week the shit finally hit the fan.
Damn,
man.
And Cabo, what a vacation,
right?
So much was happening in on vacation.
So much was happening.
So last week we left off with Velvet and Nikki going at it Nikki felt like Velvet was shaking her ass a little too hard in her man's face, in her man's space. Not just his face, but in his space. Mm-hmm. And she needed to back up. This week we come into Velvet kind of trying to make it right, huh?
But her apology was one of those like, so what are you apologizing for? Don't apologize and come for me. So what did you feel disrespected about? You already know what it is.
Right.
So just apologize. Don't ask questions anymore. Just say, you know what? I'm sorry. If you felt like that was disrespectful, that is her man. Mm-hmm. And if she felt like you were too close and dancing for too long, move around and just respect that.
I feel two ways
That's
about
how I feel
it.
About
I do too.
How you feel, Nikki? You go first. I mean, Kiki, you go first.
You call me Nikki. I like Nikki. You like me. She's so cute. But, girl, no, I'm kidding. This is how I feel about it. Because when...
Right.
This isn't the this isn't the first instance. I'm gonna start first part. This isn't the first instance that Nikki has turned up on anybody.
It's not.
We've seen that Nikki is a little insecure with Four. I mean, hey,
a little.
She's very insecure with Four, so she brings that to the table. I will give it to Nikki though, because she did let her dance a little bit. You feel me?
And
she
did.
I was proud of her.
For a split second, I said, "Oh,
I
look
was
at
proud
Nikki
of
being
Nikki." I said, but then Nikki said, "You got to keep it moving," and then she pushed the table. So this is where I'm like, "Girl." So then in Cobra's case and Velvet's case, Velvet, I get that she feels like she wasn't in his space, but the week before she was trying to throw it at Four, so secretly I feel like she wants to get it in with Four, but I do get what she's saying, and I get where Cobra's coming from, because Cobra's like, she a stripper, dog. I did walk on here and say she wanted to put on a show. I mean, it is what it is, but I know that Velvet is trying to throw it at Four.
Right. Yeah. Now, here's the
thing. Nikki's also insecure.
If we hadn't seen the strip, like, if we hadn't seen the scene where Velvet was like, I'm about that dick.
Right.
It might not, I might have taken it a certain way, because she danced for everybody. And in my opinion, I think it was production and the camera angle and the way it was edited to make it look like Velvet spent extra time with Four. Now, she may have, because even Four admitted it. This girl, I could have got it. I could have got the pussy. Yeah. Like, it's just plain and simple. You know, we haven't gotten to that yet, but for right now, Velvet is shaking her ass for Four. To me, it looked like she shook her ass for everybody.
She
equally.
Did. She
my
just
had Nikki. Issue, my other issue is that, if you're, I don't know if you guys missed it, but it was like she had some, Velvet had some pushback for Nikki when she asked her to move around. That's really what why I'm on Nikki's side, because if I ask you to move around, then just move.
But my thing that's is, like, it's, I don't give a fuck around. If I'm a stripper, if I'm a 7-Eleven attendant, if I pump the gas, how you ask me to do my job or how you ask me to do something is going to... It's gonna depict how I respond to you. You're not gonna say like you're not like it, there's a way like, and I get that she and I get I know I understand how Nikki is like from watching the show. She has a short temper and she is territorial. So she's like, get away from my Four. I would be like, get away from my Four too.
But initially she Nikki didn't pop off initially. She was just like, okay, move around. And she kind of had a little giggle with
like,
it.
Okay,
she was, like, she was trying to be cool. Like, but all right, then, that's enough. But then, move, and then you're gonna say something back to me. Like, I would get upset too.
I think because Velvet is a stripper and she deals with this all the time with women.
And I think it's because Velvet's body and ass is just as fat as Nikki's.
I mean, that's what I feel like is. Velvet didn't look like that. I feel like it wouldn't have been a problem. Like, I feel like if Velvet wasn't stacked and didn't look as threatening, not saying that she's beautiful, no shade to her, but I also feel
Nikki
like.
Nikki did not want Force cousin around.
So if you have a vagina, she doesn't want you around.
The damn mama probably can't be around.
I'm not mad at her.
No, I'm not mad.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
As a woman, your spidey senses are tingling. Yeah. You probably already caught a couple of eyes, a little look.
And we're all having fun. Keep it moving. So I get where she's coming from.
But then Cobra says, listen, these are my coworkers, bitch. I didn't brought you on a company trip, basically. You need to relax. Come with me. We're going to apologize because what you're not going to do is mess things up for me. At work,
and even if you feel like so I feel then, like for Velvet, because I'm like Velvet too, I'm prideful where I'm like, I know I'm not wrong, but I feel like in this moment, because I'm here with my girlfriend and homegirl's a little psychotic, let me just take this L and be like, you know what, whatever, I'll keep it moving. Now if she keep popping off, then we can keep it going, but I'll just take the L and be like, she feels like I'm on her man, let me just go to the next person.
All right, girl, let me, but just ego involved, you know.
Yeah,
it's too brolic, tall Amazon goddess.
They
probably was warriors in their last life.
They're beautiful. This one calling this one insecure. This one telling her, you a stripper, bitch, back up. So it's like,
but then at the point that Cobra is like, come on, let's go apologize, I'm not gonna front. I know y'all gonna disagree with me, but Velva was like, can you please tell me how you felt disrespected?
Yeah, I
danced for Charmaine, I danced for Danielle, I danced for everybody, and then you feel disrespected. Can you tell me why you feel? Just tell me what I did wrong.
Right.
Or is it just you wanting to pop off? And what does Nikki do? Pop off, like, immediately, like.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know. It was the time. I don't know. I'm standing alone on this one, I guess. Because it was, to me, the tone of voice. You know why I am upset with you. You already know why I feel disrespected. So if you come with that and you're supposed to be apologizing, I'm going to push back on that. I'm not really going to receive that. And I'm still going to be defensive with you. The defensive.
But I feel like she should have been like, I just felt like you was, she could have articulated.
Yes.
Instead of reacting.
Yeah, because I just feel like as adults, there's a way, because sometimes we have to put our pride aside.
Yes.
And I feel like a lot of times we don't do that. And I feel like as adults, I was just having this conversation with someone like this sometimes where I feel like I want to pop off, but I'm a logical thinker. I was talking, Ryan and I were actually talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
As a logical thinker, sometimes now you have to put yourself in the other person's shoes and say, wait a minute, let me just back up a little and see where this person's coming from and figure it out. So I feel like as two adult women, you could have had that conversation. You didn't need to pop off. If homegirl said, tell me how I disrespect you, you could have been like, you know what, love? I feel like you was on my man for too much. That's the end of the story. Have a good night.
Right.
There's no need to throw water. There's no need to keep popping.
But she said,
there's
I wasn't on him. And honestly, she wasn't really on him, y'all.
She wasn't. But then, you know, and then at that point, if Nikki's going to keep going, and if I was Velvet, I would be like, you know what?
She ain't ride him. She ain't give him a
I didn't feel like I did, but if you feel like I did, I'll apologize.
First of all, bitch, you just out of place because you here after you said that you don't fuck with our girl. That's bottom line.
Yeah.
That's why you so suspect right now.
Yeah.
And you already look like you wanted to give Four some.
That's what makes it look horrible.
But beyond that, like, just like Cobra was saying, like, oh, wow, you guys want to pull me to the side and tell me that my girl's a stripper like I didn't know. She was a stripper when I got with her. Obviously, I'm cool with it. So, like, make it deeper for me to not fuck with her. Like, you're going to have to tell me the whole story.
Right.
And finally, Four is the one.
Finally.
Yeah. I don't know if it was the fact that his girl he got into that situation. He's like, you know what? This bitch got to go.
Yeah. I think when he seen her pop back up.
He was like, she's trouble.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what it was when it was like she was getting into it and causing all this trouble for Cobra. It's like, she's not worth it, basically. Right. Like, she's not worth that drama she's bringing you into.
And much respect to Fool. I don't think he's a snitch. I don't think that was wrong. Bad.
No,
not
I think it was. I'm happy he should have done that. I'm happy he did that.
I was getting upset with him at first because I felt like he was beating around the bush. Like you said, like, oh, she's a stripper. Blah blah blah. I'm like, four, just say it. You
get to the point.
Say it. So he finally did say it.
I'm happy that he stepped up and he did that. And I like that Four and Dawn have like this thing with Cobra and they kind of look out for her. And now I get it because they have a younger sister who is not in the, you know, she's in her situation. So I think they kind of look at her like a sister, and because she has the same situation as their sister, I like how they are like, you know what? I like that Four stood up and was like, I gotta tell you the
truth. He kind of stamps your opinion. Like, you were saying from the jump when you saw them in the strip club, like, I think she wants
I just kept saying
Four was like, maybe because that's how I felt. Mm-hmm.
I'm kidding, Nikki.
Psych.
Nah, you know what it is?
I'm gonna fly out here.
She will. Fuck me up. We gonna fight even though I'm 5. No, I'm kidding. You know what it is? Because I'm an observer and I observe everything. And the way Velvet was on Four, I'm like, girl, you need to move. And that's what sucks, because that scene happened before this trip, so it made it look extra suspect. So if you're looking at it from a naked eye from a Cobra and Charmaine, you don't know what's happening.
I would have told her.
But for us, we're like,
I would have told her when I found out that she wanted to come to the trip. I'd be like, Cobra, no, listen.
Don't you get that ticket.
She using you, sis. Mm-hmm. Like, don't buy no ticket for her. I would have pulled it up earlier.
Yeah. So I'm happy he finally did it. But I was like you. I'm like, is he going to say it or not?
Yeah. Like,
damn it. For
if it wasn't for that, little hint that we got, like, the pre-scenes, I kind of would have been like, I'm with Velvet. Like, Velvet's a stripper. She shook her ass for everybody.
Right.
Yeah, I probably would have been, too. But because I know, like, she wants it.
She cruddy.
And she's...
She don't have the best intentions.
No. Not at all. Not at all. She wanted that D. She seen that picture, allegedly.
So Lily's still scooting around looking for shots and shit.
My girl Lily. She woke up thirsty.
Lily was telling me, I'm stressed out. I need a shot. I was like, no, you don't, bitch.
No, baby.
You need a nap. Try a nap. Sleep helps stress too, Lily. Right?
It does.
You can take a nice
sex. Sleep. You had sex with Junior, but you pushed him away.
No, I don't know, because that gives you like that adrenaline stuff.
Yeah.
And then you get attached to people, so no, sex isn't the answer. Girl, roll you a blunt.
Sex is never the answer.
Do something, but don't take shots. I was like, skip Charmaine, skip Lily. Skip Lily with the shot. Like, don't give her one. She be looking like the Crypt Keeper. She just be sitting there like...
She just be dazed.
Every time I show her, she just be like... I'm sorry, I'll be the mean one. I'm sorry, don't stab me, Lily. But listen, don't drink next... Like,
sorry.
You look back and see. You name it then. You name the faces she be making in, if I'm wrong.
Sorry.
Shit. But it's sad, though. It is sad, though, because she wants to see her sisters.
She humbles her.
Finally, though, I will give it up to her.
Yeah.
She finally is like, Junior, I was wrong.
Mm-hmm. I'm proud of her.
I appreciate it.
Finally.
Finally, she takes some, what's the word?
Responsibility.
Responsibility, accountability. Yeah. And says, I'm wilding. I'm going through some things. I know I'm wrong sometimes. And Junior, because Junior's like, what? What you want? He's at that point
right?
where he's
Junior. Over it.
Super defensive. Like, what the fuck is up? What you got to say? She's like, I'm sorry. He's like, oh, okay. Aww. And she's like, well, can you support me? And I want you to go see my sisters.
Yeah.
And her aunt said no.
That's so grimy. That's heartbreaking, because when you hype somebody up like this, and this girl was excited to come to Mexico, not even for the coupleship, but to get closer to her sisters, and then you hit her with that bombshell, and then because of the type of person Lily is, and she goes through all these ups and downs, and we know that she's depressed, and she's stressed, and she drinks, you can't just hit her with a bombshell like, actually, no, I don't want you to come.
Right when she's on her way,
why
too.
Would they do that? Like, that's why.
Yeah, the only thing I'm thinking, and I don't think production would have went with him. I don't believe they would have filmed that, knowing how sensitive that subject is. But I think maybe the aunt thought that. Like, well, maybe I don't want them on TV. Yeah. I don't want, you know what I mean, them to be seen. Right. And because if it is a whole issue with the cartel, they still have to live there.
Yeah.
Right. You know? She probably
so
was
maybe
nervous.
She thought it was a threat and just...
Yeah, I think so. Like, I don't need these children televised for the sake of reality TV.
Right.
All we do with reality TV is rip it to shreds.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think the aunt, like you said, didn't understand. Like, their faces may be blurred, but I think she doesn't even want to take that chance.
Yeah.
Camera showing up and someone from the cartel may see that and think that they're snitching.
It's not a game. Right. I mean, because especially if you know an area, the smallest little detail, if you know that area, you'll be like, oh, I know where that
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's very risky.
I would be traumatized. Like, no, you know. TV, like, we live here, girl.
Yeah.
You
going
States.
Back home, we got to still worry about and watch our backs.
But nevertheless, it's sad for Lily. Because she has two little sisters that she can't protect.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She can't, like, be there for you.
Right. And this is the bond. They're at the age of, the bonding time to get that close relationship. So, you know, after a while, if she hasn't seen them in too long, they're going to be like, okay, that's my sister. Oh, who are you? Right. You know what I mean? They won't have that.
Or you weren't here. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they made them blame her.
That's sad. Poor Lily.
So, look, we were supposed to have Kat here tonight. Kat was going to come, but I think she got a tattoo booked. At the last minute, and couldn't make it.
Cat tats. Get that bag, Cat.
But I'm not mad at her for not being here because as this episode unfolds, I was like, I think she needs a week to woo. So I was a lot.
Yeah.
It was very emotional for
her. It was very emotional.
And I could tell it's just eating her up. First of all, the main person that has her in the whole trick bag, Danielle Terrace, shows up.
You know what, Danielle? I'm sick of you.
And she scoots off. After pitching a whole entire bitch in L.A.
That's fucked up.
About Kat spending time with her man. You knew it was a couple's retreat. Right. Why didn't you tell Kat to bring her man?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You are so right. Totally forgot about that.
Whole fine-ass man.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Don't have Kat out here sitting there like she's some thirst bucket.
But she was not seeing eye to eye with him at the time.
She wasn't.
She did a break.
But still,
I don't think it was that big enough. Like, he wouldn't go on a trip with her. Needed.
Exactly. But then when your man randomly pops up, then you're going to bounce and leave me. And you brought me here. And I'm stranded with people who don't already like me.
And I have the stress of everything that's going on. Right. Like,
and they think I all want their boyfriends. And now I'm sitting here lonely. Danielle,
you
hope Kat gave it to her because
she should have. Her best friend, knowing the situation that she was in, she should not have left. If that was my girl, I'd have been like, Dawn, come here.
Yeah.
Make sure you keep an eye on Kat for me.
For real.
Charmaine, come here. Charmaine, like, y'all hold Kat down. Who knows the tea? Look, we know what's up. So, like, keep Kat occupied. You know, when she's stressed, she cried on our show the other day. Let's keep her occupied so that this shit don't turn real bad.
Exactly.
Because it's exactly what it happened.
Come on, man. Tara showed up on the last day. That was so grimy. And you're going to leave your girl like that and she's sitting in the middle of stressing people who don't like her. And that's why I think Kat did what she did. Because when you're a person who always wants to be liked and you feel like no one likes you, I get it. So to be sitting there with people you just beefed with, Nikki mad because you're sitting there.
But she shouldn't
you
be feel stressed. Like everybody likes her.
No,
Kat.
I know, but you got to understand she feels like an outsider. Because when she left, now all these new relationships are blossoming. Mm-hmm. There's a Nikki, there's a Lily, you know what I'm saying? There's new people. So now even though I built this, I'm now the outsider. Mm-hmm. Nikki's insecure because I just walked in. Mm-hmm. This one over here, I'm stressed out because Rachel's here. Like, it's a lot. So to sit there by yourself while your homegirl skips off with her man, after you got mad because I was in L.A., girl.
Right. And she's itching. She is itching and scratching to tell. And you can tell Rachel doesn't know.
Rachel's like, what, girl?
Because the first conversation, the first time she was trying to snitch, the girls were aware.
Yes. Like, I'm happy that they ruined
Charmaine
that.
Charmaine came, did the whole super mega cannonball. I love Charmaine. Splash. No, you won't. Not yet. Come on, get this water. She broke it up, but Kat was like...
I think production was like, Rachel now was we got to like, wait till this beach scene.
Right? Rachel was so sweet. Like, I haven't seen you in so long.
I know.
She doesn't know.
Or do That's you tough. Think she does? Because...
I don't think
so
she does.
So, I was on Ryan's Twitter today, and some of the fans were going in on Ryan, and they were saying crazy things to him. Twitter report. And Ryan kind of alluded, because someone was like, maybe... Someone was like, I'm mad at the fact that maybe you and her already talked about this and now their production is dragging it out. And he kind of alluded to the fact, I don't know if this is true, but I think maybe he did probably have that conversation with Rachel. Like, bruh, this is what happened. I was kicking it with Kat. Mm-hmm. We hooked up. It is what it is. And I don't think that he thought that production was going to drag it.
Now, hold up. After the, okay. You really think that Ryan, first of all, Ryan has a very convincing story as
he
to
does.
Why all of this is just the magic trick of the production crew.
That trick, man.
Of the Black Ink Crew Chicago. It is all smoke and mirrors. Nothing happened. We have no proof. We saw nothing go down.
Nothing.
Nothing. No condom wrappers. No nothing. We saw nothing but an edited shower scene with voiceovers in Ryan's... In Ryan's word. What is
Ryan's world. His word.
His word is that it's all smoke and mirrors.
His story.
But I don't think that he went to his girl and said, this is what happened. I think he went to his girl and said, we kiss.
Probably.
Well, probably she. Well, yeah.
She
like,
came he on.
Let
to
her
me.
Know something.
I think she knew something.
Yeah.
And that's why I think he bugged out a little bit, because I think to him, it was like, all right, cool. Y'all got the story. She knows already. Why is this a storyline? Mm-hmm. Because I think, you know, I think Ryan, being one of the main cast members, the main character, he owns a shop. I think he thought production wouldn't do him like that. And being a producer and working in production, uh-huh. I think sometimes the cast members don't understand that producers, we have to do our job. Mm-hmm. And our job is putting on a great show. Mm-hmm. And that's why sometimes when you work in production, you can't be friends with these people, because once you become friends with these people, it's tough because you now have to do your job. And now they look at you as the bad person.
Well, here's the thing. Remember they were on that dock and Cass says, you think they heard us? And Ryan said, nah, man, chill out. You bugging out. You doing too much.
Right.
I don't even think he thought that was going to air.
According to him, he knew that he was being recorded. Yeah. There was nothing to hide.
Because,
I knew my mic was on.
His story has been deny.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Him sitting at that table with his mother and the caption and the little clip that we see for next week is the first time I see him admit anything.
I know.
Yeah.
Mama's be knowing. That's why I think.
But everybody else knows. The whole shop knows.
But I think, like I said, like I think he probably told Rachel something and kept it real when I was like, look, bro, something happened. Or me and this girl kicked it last year. So that's why I think she came to Cabo knowing.
Yeah.
I think that's why he beefed and was like, all right, production, don't focus on me. Focus on all these other characters. Mm-hmm. Why am I now the main storyline?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when you are on reality TV, they take what they think is the juiciest. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think production sat down and said, damn, maybe we can make a story out of this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something that's private. Ain't no such thing as privacy in reality TV. Mm-hmm.
Because for Rachel to go off as well, for them to team up and, like, go off on production like that, after someone just told you, like, they mess with your man.
Well, I don't want to get to that part yet, because
I'm just saying, like, I feel like she knew something. I just said that to say, like, I feel like she definitely knew something. He told her something. And also, like, maybe it was the fact of, hey, something did go down while we were apart. He also may have said something about that, too. Because, like, he doesn't, like, deny that something happened before he got back with Rachel.
Yes, he does. Are y'all talking to the same Ryan I'm talking to? Ryan's like, nothing happened. You're getting three different stories from Rachel. He is deny.
Yes, he's...
He's saying it didn't overlap. He's saying their issue is old.
Yeah, pretty much he's saying it's old and there's no proof of all these random
text messages like,
that
him
I'm
texting. Yeah,
the only thing that's going to prove this story at this point is receipts.
Yeah, and that's
somebody going to have to leak
somebody. We need receipts.
We need receipts, because what he's saying is, okay, we did kick it last summer. That's
right. That's old news.
But I wasn't sending my love to her and professing my love to her and telling my heart out, and we didn't do anything in the beach house. That's his story. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I'm believing it or not, but that's... And I think Rachel was upset.
I thought he just said some shit went down at the beach, at the lake house.
I think why they're really upset...
I never heard an admission about the summer love fling.
No, from Kat's point of view, was after they kicked it, she came back, they hooked up at the beach house. After that, he was still texting, which, according to the timeline, is still recent. To him, it's like,
that
didn't happen. Before me and Rachel got back together, I was kicking it with you and her and maybe somebody else. I'm now back with Rachel. I didn't even talk to you.
Right. Well, before we can even figure out, before we can even get to Rachel and all that, before we even get to see all that happen, we get to see Four try to take a step forward with his girl, Nikki. It's romantic. He's all chocolatey with this pure white jean jumper on, looking adorable. And he pulls his girl to the side and he says, I listened to you. I heard what you said. And baby, let's move in together. Mm. Go ahead, Nikki, you got what you want. But then the first thing you do is she stuck her foot in her mouth.
Yeah.
She told this grown-ass, fine-ass man...
I'm like, why'd you say that?
...who submitted to her will that she was going to get her a key made any damn way.
Oh. Like, you couldn't just be grateful.
Like,
now, the Velvet thing, I was on her side. But with this, I'm like, Nikki, you couldn't just be grateful. Like he said, he was like...
It's the same overreacting.
You have a place, I have a place. Let's not do that no more. Let's have a place together. It's totally different than you having a key. That's better than a key, girl.
Think she's happy. She looked shocked, like, oh my God, this is so
And dope. The crazy thing is, he told her, like, just be patient. Give it some time. And I just feel like in relationships, it's all about compromise. If your man is telling you, or if your woman is telling you, all right, I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Give me some time. Now, is it 5-7 years? That's you need to go. But if your man is telling you, give me some time, there's no need for you to do the jealousy thing. Mm-hmm. And from your point of view, you may not look at it as a jealousy thing. If you're joking, I was going to make a key anyway. But for a man, that can be scary, because it's like, damn, can I trust you? Because I just told you, give me some time. We were going to move in together. Now you're telling me you were going to go behind my back. now can I trust you?
And he's like, what do you mean? Like,
shit like that pushes a man away.
Exactly, I was just going to say that. He may change his mind.
And then he even said, like, she always acting silly. Like, she always with the shits, and it's annoying.
And you have, and that's the thing, like, he doesn't give you, from what I can see, I don't know what happens at home in Chicago. From what we can see, Four seems like a good guy. He doesn't give you any reason to act crazy. There's so many single women out here, that, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I love their relationship, but there's women looking at that like, girl, be easy. Be easy because you're in a great relationship. Don't mess that up.
Excuse me.
As a single woman, my friends in relationships, I'd be like, no, you good. Don't come back to these single streets. It's hard out here.
And you push
a man or a woman away because people don't like that.
I feel like as a spouse or a significant other, you have like two jobs. One is to be security and comfort, and the other is to be a driving force for you both, for you both to elevate. So you don't, you're not so nice that you're a pushover, but you're not so pushy that you push me away.
Exactly.
You know how to drive me to move forward, but you also know how to comfort me through what I go through, and that's what makes you special. Deep. You're the one that I want to grow with, and you're the one that I want to be consoled by. You know what I'm saying? You're the one I want to be consoled by, but it's just like, Nikki is just, she doesn't have the finesse, like, she doesn't have the smoothness down yet. She doesn't have the, like, and I think it's because we're looking at her like, damn, you're so beautiful. You have a great body. You got it going on. You are a businesswoman. You don't have to wild out. If you knew what we knew,
killing it.
Chill out.
She's so beautiful. I love them.
And it's
together.
Funny that she says he's always acting like a little girl, because in my mind, I'm like, no, baby.
That's you.
It's you.
But you know what? I also had this conversation with my male friend, and he, like, we were, and I had explained to him, I'm like, usually women who have been in shitty relationships, they're not used to good relationships.
That's true. That's
so
true.
Sometimes they'll hit you with, no, you acting like a bitch, you acting like a little girl, because they're not used to a man being a grown, responsible man who is trying to teach you and elevate things. Sometimes we're so used to the old bullshit that we get, we don't know when there's something good looking us in the face. And sometimes we learn it, and sometimes it's too late.
And you know what? I think he could have looked, if, I think if she wasn't such a rah-rah, like a turn-up, I want Nikki on my team, because I feel like if I ever got a beef, I'm going to be like, I'm calling my bitch Nikki. Nikki going to fuck you up. All right, wait till I call my girl Nikki.
And that's, she's so
Nikki
fine. Is. They're beautiful black couple.
But I feel
couple.
Like if he didn't go through with that, with her as much, then when she said that, he might have been like, girl, get the fuck out.
Girl, you're so cute. You're so silly.
You know you're just going to get this key.
They're a beautiful couple, and I just don't want them to break apart. I just need her to... I mean, now she's watching the season, so she can't do anything now. But whenever they tape, and now she's getting older, just look and examine and learn from things. You got a good man, and he has a good woman. And you guys are a good team. You're a beautiful couple.
But we don't know... The thing that's coming out in the more, like... we get to develop relationships with these people, we find out that a lot goes on behind the scenes that contributes to what happens in front of the camera that we have no idea. So we don't know just how good it is. Maybe she has a reason. We don't know. And he does get a lot of attention, because let's not forget, he's a budding music star on top of that. So she's got to deal with a lot of stuff getting thrown for his way, I'm sure. You know, so I don't know. We'll see if she can... get it under wraps. But
I hope she does.
I hope so.
Because that was just ridiculous.
I'm rooting for them.
To wild out on him.
And
like
the whole
that.
Time, the only thing Charmaine wants when her whole trip is one night of peace, and I'm like, nope, sorry, Charmaine, that's not the Nine Mag way.
No.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, Charmaine. I love her.
So down comes this, did they go down, walk down these steps to this beautiful beach.
Oh.
The setup is there. Every couple has an individual little blanket so they can lay out
Adorable.
After hanging on their seats.
Romantic.
And, you know, down comes the surf and turf.
Ooh, that
and Ryan
delicious.
Is mad because his turf is such touching his surf.
It's unfortunate when people, I love seafood, and when my friends be like, I'm allergic, I'm like, that is so sad for you.
I feel for people like that.
I can't. Sorry.
And for whatever reason, Ryan goes to let the kitchen know, maybe. I'm going to assume that
VH1
needs
think
a
they
new,
slick.
He needs a new turf.
Send him away.
VH1 says, let's just put the food on top of the shellfish.
Ryan, you know what's up, though. Like, you know what's up. Like, you left the table. First of all, it's a little suspect. If I'm Rachel, and I know that these people have, like, years and years and years of history, and my boyfriend isn't talking to Kat, like, he's avoiding her.
So
I would think it's weird.
It is a little weird. Unless he
suspects me. I think he might have told her.
Maybe he told
something.
Her, like, you know what? I'm not going to talk to her on this trip.
Right.
I heard a rumor she's coming. You already know we fucked around. It's only out of respect.
He seems like the type that put his girl on game.
Yeah, that's why I.
But I don't think he knew she was going to be there because remember his first reaction was kind of like,
that's true.
What's she doing here?
And then he just decided not to talk. So I don't think it's strange. Like, if he did, I do believe he told Rachel something. Now, if
I think
he didn't, then it would be strange. And then I would be looking you at a side eye, like, why aren't you talking to her? What's going on?
Okay, so the big thing, I just want to get past the hump so we can just talk about everything now. Kat finally pulls Rachel to the side and is like, girl, I need to talk to you. Like, for my own health, I need to get this shit off my chest. Mm-hmm. She said it as herself, is it guilt? I don't know if it was a guilt. I don't know if it was jealousy that he's showing her all this attention. You know, showing another woman all this attention in front of her. I don't know what burnt her up inside like that. But she had to get this shit out. And she pulls Rachel to the side immediately. Now, when she calls Rachel, I'm surprised Rachel wasn't like, what's this about? Like, you can pull me away from dinner to talk to me now as soon as my husband, my man gets up from the table. Mm-hmm. Super suspect off the rip.
Mm.
And then she gets on this little cove step and down comes Ryan. So they tucked away in the cove. And to me, I think I wouldn't put myself in that position if it wasn't true. Why would I make some shit like that up about myself and put myself in that position?
Right.
I'm just saying. What do you guys think?
That's a good point.
Rachel, okay, for anybody who may have missed it and tuning into the review, Kat admits to Rachel that she and Ryan not only messed around the lake house, but they had a whole thing before they got back together.
Right.
And that she decided to distance herself, but at the lake house, they had a mistake. Mm-hmm. They did the wrong thing, and they let it go.
I think according to Ryan, this is not his word, but I think from what I'm getting is someone like Kat or the other cast members would do a lot of things for TV.
Okay.
And I think he feels like, you know, we came into, because remember, the seasons before wasn't this great.
Right.
Mm-mm.
You feel me? It wasn't
they didn't have
this
all this
lit.
Drama.
They didn't have number one ratings higher than Real Housewives. Now all of a sudden they do. And I think he thinks to himself, damn, are y'all selling y'all souls for a show? Mm. Like, would you come up, would you take something that little so happened and tell production and now they have a whole season out of it?
Mm-hmm. And now that we've said it, I think now, because I was trying to figure out, fast forward, Ryan goes ham on production, bitch. Ooh. That arm was not in the cast. He was using that cast as a weapon.
Listen.
He was trying to take heads off with that cast, okay?
Let me tell you something.
Ryan, and not only was it him, it was his girl.
No matter what.
Yeah, him and his girl.
Rachel was like, y'all got us fucked up.
And that's because
she
was
throwing stuff.
I think because they, Rachel knew. And Rachel knew, and I think they told production, we know, but do not drag this on because we don't want to be embarrassed on television. But what they need to understand as production, we already have a plan. Mm-hmm. We have a story. Once you sign your release, you can't tell me how to do my job. And that's what's hard about being a producer. Mm-hmm. Because when you're a producer and you become friends with these castmates, it sucks because I have to do my job. And they're looking at it like, but I told you, yeah, I get what you told me, but your release says that I, like,
because the main thing I was wondering is, why is Rachel so convinced that it's all production? Does she think that Kat's lying just for a story? Or is it that Ryan had a conversation with her and was like, but it's not nothing, you know, fucking
it's embarrassing.
Happened, blah, blah, blah. Because she, like, you got us fucked up. Like, in what way? Because if Ryan doesn't admit to it, how does production have y'all fucked up? This is Kat bringing a story to the table that's not proven.
And
Ryan is right. We have no video proof. We have Kat's word and Ryan's word.
Exactly.
And we have a very, very convincing and suggestive clip of them in the bathroom.
But that's no proof.
We also have a clip of Charmaine and Ryan in the bathroom.
Exactly. Ryan is upset because he looks at it like, okay, production, I already told you what was going on. I told Rachel, what was the point of you bringing Kat here to prolong the story? And I think that's why Rachel went off, is because I already know what happened. Mm-hmm. Why bring the girl here? Why surprise us like that? And I think from production side is, guess what, everyone? This is a reality show.
Yeah. We're bullshit. Bullshit. Because y'all talked Danielle into bringing her there.
Of course.
Bringing her there with her man.
Yeah, production is like,
about she just came, but she didn't just come because obviously she did not know what she was walking into.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, from Ryan and Rachel's point of view,
production.
They're looking at it like, why is she here? We already told you the story. Don't make us a focal point. And I think that's why he's really upset. Mm-hmm. I didn't sign up to be the main focus. Focus on these other nine people.
Yeah, because other than that, I was like, Rachel, why you not turning up on Ryan?
Because she knows.
And she didn't turn up on Kat. She didn't turn up on Kat when Kat tried to talk.
Right. She just was sitting there listening, like, okay, you want to talk to me and tell me. Okay,
I'm maybe she didn't know the extent.
If that's the case, she shouldn't have walked over to the side. That's why, to me, that's kind of
maybe she just wanted to hear, like, because remember, Kat tried to talk to her before on the poolside. Now she's like, let me just see what this girl got to say. Because maybe she doesn't know the extent. Maybe Ryan just said, you know, we kissed. Maybe she's like, shit, maybe she know, maybe she has more to tell me.
I would do that too. Like, if there was a situation and he told me one thing, but I hadn't heard the girl side of it.
You damn right, I'm going to listen to your story.
Oh, yeah.
If I believe it or not, I just want to hear what you have to say.
Exactly.
He got up, now you can talk to me. What's up, babe?
Now, it leaves Kat exactly where I thought it was going to leave her.
Poor Kat.
In shambles. Poor crying. It does nothing for her. It does not relieve her whatsoever. Ryan going to play the double shit out of you now. The double, uber double shit out of you now. He grabs his woman in front of Kat, like, come on, baby, we out of here. We not doing this shit. We not doing this shit for TV.
I just want to say this. I love
Ryan.
But
here's the thing.
But hold on.
The context clues, dog.
Y'all got the right producer because y'all ain't going to put your hands on me. Fuck the job right now because Rashid, whoever Rashid is, bruh, him and Rachel would have got these hands because it's just like, I understand that you're upset. Let's talk about it. Let's you upset at me, but you're not gonna put your hands on me.
I just need to know if Rachel is turning up because Ryan of the story that Ryan gave her, because Ryan is very convinced.
You ain't gonna put your hands
from the every time we talk to Ryan, from him coming popping up on us like, no, what y'all not gonna do is from the first interview.
Because like he said,
to
this,
us
I think,
hanging out with him the other night, he is very, very dead set on and, it wasn't me.
And I think Rachel is just ride or die. Like, they're in the relationship together. They do have a family. Like, I'm going to be on his side first before anything else. Like, we see in the clip next week, like, they do sit and they have a talk and she's getting in his ass. But while we are, but when it's us against the world. Right. You know what I mean? So when we're going at it with people, I'm going to stick by your side and we're going to do this. When that's done, then the two of us will talk and have our conversation. And then I will tell you about how I feel about you and what the things that you did
wrong.
What you're not going to do is put your hands on me as a producer for production. Or
as a host of the review.
He got him, too.
I want to know if she's convinced that Ryan is telling her the truth or if it's them against the world. That's what I need to know.
Because we're never going to know that unless Rachel comes to us.
I want to know. I want to see how this unfolds.
Because you got to remember, like,
I was like, damn, she's really, is this a defense tech? Like, is this a defense mechanism?
No, I think that they didn't want.
Because she doesn't want to believe it.
No, you got to understand, like, Rachel hasn't been a part of this show. This is not her show. She's a private person. She has something private going on with her other situation. She has a business. This is not her lane. You can tell she's not the turn up girl fighting, being ratchet. And I respect that about her. And same thing with Ryan. He has a business. So I personally think they didn't want to be embarrassed. That's embarrassing. And I think they sat down with production and was like, don't F us over like this. But unfortunately, production can do whatever they want. But I think it was more embarrassing. Like, and that's why I think she said you got us fucked up. Because we told you, why did you bring this girl to Mexico to put us out on Front Street with these cameras here? And now now I'm part of the season. Now I'm embarrassed?
Yeah.
That's what I think. I don't know.
I agree.
Reason why I don't is because the context clues hint that Ryan is hiding something. Because Charmaine then pulls Ryan into the bathroom and says, first of all, Dawn has admitted that something happened at the house.
They all have.
Charmaine has admitted that something happened at the house. Danielle has admitted that something happened before and there's history. Kat has come out and said, I have receipts. All of these things are building up.
Yeah. What I would say from Rachel's point of view is, like, right now we can't fault her if that's it. Maybe not in denial, but if the thing is, that was a wrong term. But like, maybe she's not in denial and she's just believing what the information that she was given. Right. Where like, if he did do something with her in the past, like going all the way, you know, hooking up and everything, it was in the past before they got back together. Once they got back together, okay, I had a slip up at the lake house, we kissed, whatever, I told you that. And if she wants to trust him, which she's in a relationship, and if you came to me and I want to trust you with that information, then I'm going to go ahead and trust you.
Right.
You know, not until like something else comes in my face, then I'm going to wild out on you, then I'm going to address it, then we're going to sit down and talk about this and figure out what's going on, really.
Kat, something else did come into her face. Kat, her whole fucking story came to her, and Kat had no reason to sit and say.
But then you have to understand, like, you don't know what Ryan is. From the past 9 years I've ever this shop has been open, you don't know what Ryan has been saying to Rachel about these people in this shop. You know what I'm saying? So as a girlfriend that's sitting home, all you know is these people are fucking nuts. And maybe something happened. Maybe she looked at it like, well, maybe she's jealous. Or maybe, like Lanisha said, like, I'm not gonna dress you, because that's how I am. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna dress my man right here.
Right.
We're gonna bounce. Thank you, Kat, so much for the information. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna get the best of me in front of you.
Right, in front of him.
Now I'm gonna go talk to him privately and figure out what's good. Because I'm not gonna do the Nikki. Mm-hmm. Rachel is a grown woman.
She's composed. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
she's not gonna fight Kat over some information she just got. You could tell she needs to go home and put everything together and sit her down and be like, what? You need to tell me what's happening. Right. So I'm not going to fight this girl on the beach over no man.
They have a family, so it's not one of those situations or relationships where you're just going to get up and walk away because you're mad and you heard all this drama. You're going to be like, F you, I'm out.
Right.
She's got to, think about some things. You know what I mean? I don't believe that she can just, pick up and leave. Right. And then the other thing, and I'm not saying this about Kat, I'm just saying because women can do this, because, I know you mentioned earlier, and I was kind of agreeing with that at first, why would you put yourself in that position? Why would you put that on yourself, to say you mess with somebody? But women will do some crazy things. You know what I mean? Just like, we always say, dudes lie on their dick. Women sometimes do it too, or they exaggerate a situation.
Right.
Not saying that that's what happened, but I'm just saying that it can happen.
It can. So.
And I just think that Ryan had a different idea. I think he thought once the situation happened, he was going to keep it private, and I think he expected that from Kat.
Mm-hmm. If this didn't happen, I think he expected that from production.
I think he did too, but at the end of the day, we are filming a TV show. Mm-hmm. And what is everything we are filming will be put on this TV show.
And at the end of the day, this situation is juicy.
You feel me? Like, this is reality TV. There is nothing private. Mm-hmm. When we record, it goes on TV, unfortunately. I don't care if you sit in my office and tell me, I don't want you to... That's great. You've signed a release. Now, it's different if, not even, because I remember on Real World when I was a young girl, homeboy who, they came out and said that he had HIV and AIDS. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he probably wanted that private, but MTV probably was like, oh, well, this sounds like a great idea. Mm-hmm. We're going to make this a story. That shit happens when you're on TV.
That was the first season.
I remember that was season one. You know what I'm saying? So, unfortunately, these things happen on TV. And when you're filmed, they're going to put everything out there. And it sucks. And I just...
Well, one thing Ryan mentioned is that the voiceovers are some ass.
Now, I agree with him right here. Because VH1, I'm mad at y'all.
These voiceovers are some ass.
Y'all gotta relax.
I can't lie. So, maybe he did say, if my dick is out, it's gonna stay out. Maybe he said it 3 seasons ago.
Maybe he did. And that's what producers and editors do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, we can't edit what we're filming, but we can put voices here and there. We can manipulate a scene. Mm-hmm. And I think that's Ryan's beef, is y'all manipulated a whole Lake House scene that didn't even happen.
He admitted that he kissed her to his mama, and his mama said that's all right. She knows
But
man.
I will say this, though. The commercials are very misleading, though. Because all these commercials, every time they'll say coming up, and then when you see the episode, you're like, the commercials are very misleading.
Now, I think, Ryan is a very handsome, very convincing man, and he seems like the type of guy that once he has his mind set on
be Ryan Fine.
Is he? He's not a Taurus. He's a Gemini.
He's a Gemini. But he's a May Gemini.
He has some Taurus in him.
He's a May Gemini. He does.
Because he's very work-driven, and he's fixed in his ways. He knows what he wants, and he's stubborn, and he's set. He gets what he wants.
Like, those are Gemini traits.
Because Geminis, there's 4 people up here, so there's 4 people telling you what's going on. And we had a fun, I will say, like Ryan's dope. We had a funny conversation with him.
If I decided to ride with my man, I would have his back too. But the minute that Kat comes to me, you got to take it with a grain of salt, because girls be out to get what they want, and they will take whatever.
And if you not leaving right then and there,
to get. But I don't think that she's after him.
No, she's not.
I don't either.
She's
not. But the question, the real question was, what is your real motive, Kat? Because was it really jealousy? Was it guilt? Would you have been that upset if Ryan was there and Rachel wasn't?
Well, I think? I don't...
Just like Candy said last week. Like, I was like, damn, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. Would you be that uncomfortable? Because who else did you think he was... Well, she thought it was a girl's trip.
She thought it was a girl's trip. Okay. She thought it was a girl's trip on some road. Like, she was kind of looped into the... She fell for the okey-doke because Danielle lied to her. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's jealous at all. I think it's a guilt thing. And the reason I say that, because I put myself in that situation, because I've been a Kat, where you have someone, unfortunately, where you are a friend of someone, and unfortunately you guys have either dated and you want to keep that friendship. If you're the type of person where you want everyone to like you and you don't want people to be upset at you because you have this great personality, you now get there thinking it's a girl's trip. Now you're like, shit, Rachel's now here. I like this girl. I got to keep it. And I think it was just because of her. Instead of writing in a journal, she felt
dead,
like...
But it's dead. My thing is, if it's dead, it's dead. If I used to mess with you and nobody found out and it's our secret and we managed to bury it because we both know that we have situations that we don't want it to affect, Why would I bring it up unless...
I think because she felt she was being played. And I not because you're jealous. Mm-hmm. It's because to her it wasn't that because he was still...
in my phone.
You're still texting me.
Why didn't you pull Ryan to the side and say, yo, how fucked up is this, dog? Like, you didn't even know I was going to be here. Why was she the one you pulled to the side when she's innocent? Why did you pull Ryan to the side and say, dog, like,
right?
We did what we did, but yo, like, and I know we here right now, but this shit got me feeling fucked up, and I need to let you know, stop texting me, yo. For right. real, yo, stop texting right. me. This shit fucked up.
I don't think she should have went to Rachel, but right. I think that it was more of a guilt thing where mm-hmm. she felt like I'm getting played by someone who is my friend, mm-hmm. someone I did have relationship and feelings for, and but now he's ignoring me the whole goddamn trip.
What right, he's ignoring me.
And now I feel, and I feel she
ignoring me.
I feel played. I feel like mm-hmm. a side chick, and I'm not that. Mm-hmm. And I want to let Rachel know when she sees this television show.
But what is Rachel? But listen, Rachel, letting Rachel know does what?
It's right. nothing to do with
Rachel's not mm-hmm. the one that you tell I'm not a side chick.
Right.
Because Rachel thing don't I can know say about
is,
you.
The only thing I can say is possibly if you, like you said, mention guilt, and maybe if you feel like I can't keep being around this girl, looking in her face, knowing what I did. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's what
and
I feel like.
Maybe one of those type of things.
I think
like,
she
I
doesn't want
Rachel. Off my
you
chest.
Can tell Kat don't want people to hate her. Exposed. I think she felt like, damn, I don't want this girl to dislike me or think that I ruined something because when she watches back, she don't think I'm a side chick, and I'm not that. And I think she felt like she had to prove something, which I don't think you had to. But I think she thought I need
yo,
to prove
something.
Yo, this
shit is like a fucking murder mystery. Like, I feel like it's like unsolved mysteries and we are like really digging.
It's crazy. I will say the fans were going in on Ryan on Twitter. And what I love about Ryan, because Ryan is so interactive and he will tweet you back.
Ryan will clap
and
back.
And he will clap all the way back. He said, all the side bitches are tweeting me mad as fuck. Damn, my bad. Y'all shit ain't work out.
You know, my other favorite one, though.
Ryan.
Somebody was like, you need to calm down. Go to anger management. He was like, nope, I'm crazy.
And I love
too.
It.
I'm crazy, too.
I love it. Because to him, I think it's just like, look, you don't know everything that's happening. There's a different story. There's no proof. Y'all just seeing
TV.
A show that's been edited and it's TV.
I'm going to tell you when it got messed up. When the real life blurred with the TV life and it was not intended to do so.
That's, yeah. And
that's when
what
this shit
I
hit the fan and we
happening.
Needed to order 6 extra episodes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because this shit got real and real
it's
quick.
It's so
y'all.
Good. It's so, so good.
Wait.
I think the finale is going to
the finale
be crazy.
According to Ryan,
what
there's still
say,
more coming.
Getting to know Ryan... I've relieved a lot of the judgments that I had about him at the beginning of the season. Ryan is cool as fuck.
I love him.
Super handsome. I believe that he sticks to his story.
What? That's Ryan. Cussing you out.
It should have been.
Sorry, Ryan.
Ryan.
Well,
yeah, Ryan is
with you.
Ryan no. is dope as fuck.
Ryan's super dope. Kat is super
she's amazing.
Dope. She's a sweetheart.
They're all great well, people. Yeah.
Right.
You know what
so
I'm saying?
So next week.
But this
we
is
will just...
the land of TV is Oof. Taking us on an odd trip and we are on this road, honey.
Next week we'll
it's
find
no
out what Ryan's
back.
Gonna tell his mommy.
So he spills the tea to his family and it looks like his mom is like, well, if she tried to...
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. I don't know what to say.
All I know is.
So do you guys, who do you guys believe?
I don't know. I don't want to wait to see. I want to wait till next week. Because there's actually more going to happen next week. Like Kat's going back to Chicago. So I'm going to wait till next week. See what happens.
It's
next.
Like Clue. I think like I want to put the pieces
like
together.
Clue.
It's like a detective work. I'm going to do my detective work and then come back with my results like Maury. And then I'll tell you who I believe in.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot. I just know that they're great people.
The results are inconclusive.
And we had a great time this weekend hanging out with Ryan, hanging out with Kat. Ryan is super dope. He's one of the most amazing people. And I will say, he's so dope when he hangs out with his fans. He was dancing with your mom. He was kicking it with the fans. It was amazing. So much love to Black Ink.
We love you guys. I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully, maybe next week will be enough. Woosah, Ryan said he wants to come back and see us and sit with us.
Yeah, maybe we can talk to him.
So maybe we could ask him straight up, like, okay, Ryan, what was the issue with you in production? What did you feel like production did to you?
Why did you put your hands on Rasheed?
That was unfair. Why did you,
Team
why
Rasheed.
Did you knock that whole
hashtag
cast?
Save Rasheed.
He mollywopped Rasheed with that whole cast. I'm like, that arm is working real
and then
Rachel
right
gonna now.
Steal his charger. Y'all petty.
Rachel swung a few. She got a few mollywops at her
hashtag salad. Save Rasheed. We gonna find out.
Because I myself could not figure out why all Rachel's energy was directed towards production. She had
production,
to know something.
She a rider.
Production
hashtag
had them fucked
Rachel's
up, according to Rachel.
Wow.
Well, I guess we'll see you guys next week.
We just have to wait and see.
I'm stressed out. All right. I'm stressed.
I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure out who's what and where and when and why and how and who's doing what. It's hard to tell. But I guess we'll find out. Ryan is convinced that we haven't seen shit yet. And I'm like, if we haven't seen shit yet, what is about to happen?
Shit. Everything.
I think we have 6 episodes left, right?
We have 6 left, I think. Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait until next week.
All right, guys.
But until then, I'm your girl, Carmelita Simone. You can catch me on Instagram at king_karma_.
You guys can catch me on Instagram and on Twitter at ElMarieTV.
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And we love all of the Black Ink Crew
Chicago. Yes, we love you guys all. Yes,
especially you, Ryan.
We love you, Ryan. Thank you guys for tuning in. We love you, Ryan. We love you, Kat. We love you, everybody. We're tuned in. We're locked into your story. And we want to see what happens next. So. Yeah. We'll be locked in. We'll be tuning in next week, and we hope you guys are too. Meet us right back here at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Mm-hmm. We'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
It's the season. Yes, I'll see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.